U.S. jets do continue to pound the Afghan capital, Kabul, in an area that U.S. officials say is a terrorist training camp for Osama bin Laden. Those in Kabul who can leave are heading to Pakistan, or they're going up to where the Northern Alliance is fighting against the Taliban. NPR's Anne Garrels reports from inside Afghanistan at the town of Nowabad.
It's not that far from Kabul to Nowabad, maybe only 25 miles, but the main road is blocked by fighting, so Afghans have to take a back route, which is difficult, dangerous, and expensive, especially for those with children. There's a taxi ride from Kabul to the mountains, then a two-hour hike, and then another car ride to a safe destination here in Northern Alliance-held territory. It can cost up to $600, a fortune by local standards, especially since those left in Kabul are among the poorest, those with means left a long time ago. A jeep jammed with eight adults and four young children kicks up dust as it bumps along the Shamali Plain. Caked in dirt from the journey, these families are close to safety now. A 30-year-old unemployed man, who's afraid to give his name, says only helpless people like his family are left in Kabul. He's finally leaving now because he's scared the Taliban will force him into the army. He supports the U.S. bombing campaign and says he's seen no civilian casualties. The dirt track passes through Durnama, a desolate region famous for robbers who prey on those fleeing. 36-year-old Saraya and her extended family have nothing for anyone to steal. They can't afford to hire a car. They've been walking for 7 hours, taking turns carrying the three young children. They have many more hours ahead of them. They've fled because of the bombing. Though they, too, have not seen any civilian casualties yet, they live near a military installation and fear their neighborhood could be hit. They nonetheless support the bombing and hope it's the beginning of the end of this civil war. Speaking from behind a veil, Soraya says her objections to the Taliban aren't religious, but economic. She says the Taliban and their foreign supporters have taken over good buildings and forced people out. As the group moves on, the women's chadors billow with the strong desert wind. A 4-year-old trudges on with the family's only belongings, a teapot and a thermos. Apparently, business continues as usual during the day, but at night, those in Kabul hunker down in terror. 25-year-old Khand Ago was near the Taliban radio station when it was hit. According to him, there are now few armed Taliban soldiers left in Kabul. He encountered no checkpoints on the way out. He guesses they've either run away or moved to the front lines. Packed into a minibus with 16 others, he believes the U.S. is doing the right thing. He says the United States is striking its enemy, which is also my enemy. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Nowabad, Afghanistan.